Now we'll take an even closer look at the impact of Israel's 60th anniversary. This week on Morning Edition, we're speaking with Middle East scholars and analysts on both sides. We hear first from Michael Oren. He's a senior fellow at the Shalem Center, a research group in Jerusalem. Hello.
Good day, Renee, from Jerusalem.
And what does this anniversary stand for in the minds of Israelis?
Well, I think it stands for several things. On one hand, Israelis have a great deal of which to be proud. We've come from being a country of 600,000 in 1948 to a population of over 7 million today, a country that really, for much of its history, had no natural allies, a struggling economy. Israel, at the end of 60 years, has a thriving economy. It has peace treaties with Jordan, with Egypt, has excellent foreign relations with China, India. On the other hand, Israel faces existential challenges, a threat from a rapidly nuclearizing Iran, from Hezbollah and Hamas terrorists. And then finally, the question of our future relations with the Palestinians, which seem to be quite stalemated at this point.
Are Israeli Arabs, who are about a fifth of the population, do they share the sentiments of the Palestinians who would call the creation of Israel Nakba, which means catastrophe?
I think most would subscribe to the Nakba idea. If you had to say something, sweeping observation about Arabic-speaking non-Jewish Israelis, you would say they look back at 1948 as a watershed period that had great ramifications for part of the population's positive ones, for part negative ones. At the end of the day, we're all caught up in the same historical process.
Now, last fall in Annapolis, Israeli and Palestinian leaders committed to holding peace talks. The White House has been pushing for a peace deal by the end of the year. Do people there think this is really possible?
No, there's not a tremendous amount of optimism at the peace process here at the time. On the Palestinian side, you have a weak leader, Mahmoud Abbas, head of the Palestinian Authority, who has not succeeded to any great measure in clamping down on terror. He has lost Gaza to Hamas. Hamas's popularity is actually expanding on the West Bank. On the Israeli side, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is now being investigated rather intensely for corruption charges. He is hardly in a position to take the very painful moves that would have to be made in order to create a two-state solution here. And it doesn't seem like there's much light ahead as far as the peace process. So generally, not a lot of optimism.
You know, just a personal question to you. On the 60th anniversary of the creation of Israel, what do you personally hope to see in your lifetime?
Well, I'd like to see Israel in a state of peace with all of its neighbors, not just with two of them. I would like to see a state of Israel that's more at peace with itself as well. Israel, a state of many identities, a Jewish state, a Western-style democracy, but also a Middle Eastern state, a state made up of many ethnicities, many religions. In many ways, we spent the first 60 years of our existence establishing the state, establishing our army, establishing our economy. Israel is an extraordinary success story. There's really nothing like it, especially when we remember that this is a state that grew out of the ashes of the Holocaust and a state that has not known a nanosecond of peace in its existence. But the other hand, it's a state that's going to have to spend the next 60 years of existence building up not its institutions, but its nation, its sense of peoplehood.
Does that translate still to forever and always a Jewish state?
Well, I would prefer certainly a Jewish state. And I think the vast majority of Israelis, certainly Jewish Israelis, would prefer a Jewish state. But you can have a Jewish state that allows for cultural, ethnic, religious diversity, but also has a sense of itself, of a common purpose and destiny.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Michael Oren is a senior fellow at the Shalem Center. That's a research group in Jerusalem. Tomorrow, we'll hear from a Palestinian columnist about his perspective on 1948. Again, it's an historic time many Palestinians refer to as the catastrophe.